you're listening to the latest podcast from the Sixth Form College, Solihull. This edition focuses on the Modern Foreign Language Department at the college, which consists of French, German, Italian, Russian and Spanish. You can find out more detailed information about this and all our courses online at www.solihullsfc.ac.uk/courses. But what better than to hear from some students that have actually studied these courses? A number of former A-level students who have since gone on to study languages at university have come back to college to talk to existing students. And they're here today to talk to us about their experiences of studying languages at A-level and going on to university.
Hi, my name's Mariana and I studied English, language and literature, history and Italian as well as a business at AS level here at Sixth Form. I now do English and Italian at Swansea University and I'm loving it because I had really good experiences here at Sixth Form and I started off doing Italian from having no language GCSE and just went straight into it and was given a lot of help and support and I never regret it. I think a lot of people have the assumption that doing a language A level you have to have done the GCSE and everything before, but I came here and did Italian and by doing that I got to do my GCSE and then progress on to the A level and you were given the same help and support and everything as somebody who'd done an A level. And the majority of people in my class had done it, but then other people hadn't, and we were all on the same level because we were all beginners to the course. During each year of my course, we had conversation lessons with a lady called Paola, and she was lovely, and you got to really get down to it like on a one-to-one level and just have conversations, and it's a time for you to kind of break away from the English and just be really put into place with your new language, which I found really helped, and I was able to talk to my friends in Italian, and it gives you a new boost of confidence. As well as this, we had news reviews at like as an extra thing at lunches or breaks or whatever, and we got to just spend some time listening to the news and finding out what's happening in Italy, their views on stuff, and then just like writing something about it, and it really helped because then you got to like speak more, listen more, and it gives you the whole language experience, which then helps you progress to university.
Hi, my name's Taya and I left the college last year. I was studying French, Spanish and Geography here and I've now gone on to Leeds to study French and Spanish at uni and I'm really enjoying it. I decided to do French because I've always really enjoyed it as a language. Ever since doing it at school, I always knew that I wanted to carry it on and I've visited France every year for as long as I can remember, and it's just always been something that I've wanted to become fluent in so that I can communicate with people, because I think communication is a really important part of visiting places. And I don't like how ignorant people can look when they don't try and communicate in a language when they go on holiday. And I really enjoyed studying French at college because I thought that we learnt a lot over the 2 years and it was really useful for going on to university to study it, because you didn't feel like you'd been thrown right in at the deep end, and the facilities at the college were amazing for studying languages. I decided to do Spanish because I think it's a language that sounds really nice when you hear it being spoken, it flows really nicely, and as well it's one that opens loads of doors because you don't just have mainland Spain, but you've also got South America and all sorts of places over there. And hopefully in my third year when I go abroad, because I've decided to go to France for the second term next year and then to Spain for my year, I'm hoping to maybe go over to South America so that I can experience some of the different culture and get to grips with different accents and stuff. And I decided, I'd always known that I wanted to do French at uni, and I mainly decided that I wanted to do Spanish alongside it because of my time at the college, because Spanish was my favourite subject probably, and we really learn a lot of things here, and as well, same as with the French, I feel like we've been properly eased into it, and there's been all the stuff that we learned in the first year has been recapping and then just slightly building on the knowledge.
That's all for today, but do come back soon for more podcasts from the Sixth Form College, Solihull.